Tom's back there, and I'm on the beach, too. I'm sure he shares that with Jeff. He's always our Disney World.
Business must be good.
But he can't help but include.
Gets to go down on the ranch. The trip for wrestling. Well, if you just need to.
They're still working on it.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
You're enjoying it.
It's scary, everybody.
I watched a bunch of Sam Lee stuff this evening. Live. The guy's gone nuts.
But they haven't gone back to us yet.
Turn your phones down.
Minister?
It's $5.
Oh, wow, it does.
Get caught.
That's what John got.
John gets to pray for us.
He's our guest pastor.
You got the tie.
Double duty.
I got a tie.
Sure. So Janet doesn't take money.
That's right.
We might have ours. Oh, yeah.
Even for the prayer, we have that we're saying?
No, that's right. That's right. Yeah, I got to be real careful.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the March 5th meeting of Orrville City Council. If everyone would stand, please, we'll have a word of prayer before we start. Dear Lord, thank you for giving us the opportunity to serve the city that we really appreciate. Thank you for giving all of us the chance to do things as you would like for them to be done. Please guide us this evening and every day throughout our lives. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Have roll call, please.
Chu?
Here.
Wilson?
Here.
Spears Jr.?
Here.
Hampshire?
Present.
Spears Sr.?
Here.
Korfman?
Here.
Larson?
Here.
Everyone should have received a copy of the February 20th meeting minutes. Are there any additions or corrections to those minutes? Mr. Spears.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that those minutes be accepted as documented.
Thank you. Second, Mr. Wilson.
Wilson?
Yes.
Spears Jr.?
Yes.
Hampshire?
Yes.
Spears Sr.?
Yes.
Korfman?
Yes.
Larson?
Yes.
Chu?
Yes.
There's no public comment scheduled for this evening. We'll move to our standing committee reports. Finance. Mr. Spears.
Thank you, Mr. President. Finance does have one piece of legislation on the agenda tonight, and that would be Resolution 318, which is first reading of our 2018 final appropriations. Ms. Strimlin did pass out the booklets, so all councils should have those. And we do have just a reminder to council, we do have on March 12th, which is a week from today, on Monday, just after the utility board meeting, roughly 7 o'clock, we will have second reading to this Resolution 318, 2018 Final Appropriations, and then we will also have a special meeting of council and workshop, so we will have plenty of opportunity to dig into this these appropriations and ask questions. And I believe all the directors will be present and will have their team there, too. Other than that, that's all I have, Mr. President. Thank you.
Thank you. We'll move to utilities. Mr. Korfman.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have no report, but I would note that Director Brediger has handed out a handout on the AMP Power Association on some things they learned or were updated while he was in Washington, D.C. last week. Please, council people, there's two important items in there, and I urge everyone to read and study, but there will be no test. Thank you.
Glad there's not going to be a test.
No test.
Okay, you. Health and safety. Mr. Spears.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have no report tonight.
Thank you. Parks and Recreation. Mr. Wilson.
Thank you, Mr. President. I also have no report.
Thank you. Transportation. Mr. Shute.
Thank you, Mr. President. Transportation has no report, but I did notice we're patching some potholes.
Yes, sir.
Which is great. Thank you.
Thank you. Planning. Mr. Hampshire.
Thank you, Mr. President. Nothing to report here, sir.
Thank you. Ordinance and Personnel. Mr. Larson.
Thank you, Mr. President. Ordinance and Personnel has no report.
Thank you. We have no special committee reports this evening. We'll move to administrative reports. Mayor Handwerk.
Thank you, Mr. President. Several items tonight. First is our March Employee of the Month is Mitch Zimmerman of the Police Department. Mitch has began his career at the Police Department in May of 2001. He's also a member of the Ohio National Guard and served two deployments, one from 2008 to 2009 in Egypt and a second in Afghanistan from 2011 to 2012. Mitch serves as the Department School Resource Officer, or otherwise known as SRO, and has been in that role since 2014. In addition, while serving in that role, he successfully advocated for the return of the Drug and Alcohol Resistance Education, which is called DARE, which many of us remember from years ago, brought that back. He became a certified DARE officer in the fall of 2016, and he teaches the course to seventh graders and is looking forward to possibly expanding that to other grade levels in the future. Additionally, Mitch is a firearms instructor, an ALICE active shooter instructor, and sniper for the special response team that we have. His hobbies include hunting, fishing, riding his beloved Harley Davidson, boating, camping, and coaching wrestling. And he lives with his wife, Deb, and six of their children in Oroville. Now, I would like to say that every time we do this with an officer, they get to pick wherever they want to eat. And we did a very unusual one this week. I asked Mitch where he wanted to go, and he said, do you mind if we stay at the high school? He wanted to stay in the cafeteria. He wanted to stay in the school based on all the things that have been going on the last few weeks. He said, I just don't want to be away. And I thought that was pretty good because he could have gone wherever he wanted to, and he would have been able to, you know, probably get coverage, or they would have just said, yeah, go ahead. But I thought that was really nice that he wanted to stay there at the school. So we ate at the high school cafeteria. Lots of memories. It's better food than it was, I think, a long time ago. I also like to mention that I did go to D.C. last week with Director Breininger. Always a good trip there. The weather was good this time, which makes it so much more enjoyable instead of traipsing around in the rain and snow. We were able to see Senator Portman, Senator Brown, and Congressman Renacci. Actually, Renacci was not able to be in his office, but we met with his aide, and the other ones were there a fairly short time before they were called back into a session. So we got our message across. I'm not sure that they always get as much as what we're trying to give them, because the information they got this time about transmission costs and the Build America bonds change of interest is really some pretty big numbers, and I just don't know if they grasp that sometimes as far as what that can do. But it was a good trip. And lastly, I'd like to mention that the high school wrestling team successfully is sending two wrestlers to the state tournament this week. Cameron Van Brunt and Sam Hobble will be wrestling, so congratulations to those two wrestlers and also Coach Brent Steiner and all the other folks that help with the wrestling program. Basketball teams ended their season, both boys and girls, this last weekend with two tough losses. So winter sports are done, and spring sports are on the way. And that's all I have. Thank you.
Thank you, Mayor. I'll move to our Safety Service Director, Mr. Wheeler.
Thank you, Mr. President. Bowen Building demolition began today. It's actually moving along quite well already. They had a busy first day, and the back portion of the building is gone. They will work on the front of the building starting tomorrow morning. So we look forward to that project being completed in the next day or two. The street department is working on potholes, as Councilman Shoup had mentioned. They're also out doing some tree work and preparing for spring projects. And that's my report for this evening.
Thank you. We'll move now to our utilities director, Mr. Rediger.
Thank you, Mr. President. Just a couple items on in each of our utility departments. Under electric, a couple weeks ago, we did do some EPA emission testing on boiler 13. Those tests went real well, and our results were well below our state permitted limits. The outage that we had last Thursday night due to the high winds and ice and snow that was moving rather horizontally caused a couple of pretty good-sized trees to come down on one of our circuits. Some of those customers affected were on the north end of Crown Hill, Hostetler Road, traveling up State Route 57, pretty much to, kind of the northwestern quadrant of our service area. We had crews out till about 3:30, and we had all crews out till about 3:30 in the morning. Then we had two crews out the balance of that that evening. They got things wrapped up about 6:30 or so. Under the wastewater department, the mayor Bob Lawton and myself did meet with Smith Dairy recently to discuss some issues that they're having at their wastewater treatment plant. They did share some of their plans to mitigate some of the recent problems that they've been experiencing, and we're looking forward to seeing those go into effect. The mayor mentioned that we were in Washington last week. We attended over 1,200 APPA representatives that converged on Hill. We, as Mayor mentioned, we did meet with all of our elected officials, and we just focused on two issues, and those were the two white papers that I handed out prior to the City Council's meeting, and they mainly focused on the impact that the sequestration is having on our financing cost related to the bonds that were issued for our Prairie State and Hydro projects, and the escalating cost from the transmission side of our world. Just to put some things in perspective, our transmission costs have increased from about $1 million in 2012, and this year they're projected to be close to $7.5 million. When we first entered into this transmission world, that was kind of thrust upon us. Those transmission costs were about $250,000. So you can see they've increased a little bit slightly more than the cost of living. That's about 40% of our purchase power cost on an annual basis, and that is a big part of why our rates are where they're at. The other handout that I gave you kind of put those costs on a bar chart along with the credits that we receive by being able to operate the power plant during these peak transmission periods. So you can see in those beginning years, those credits actually exceeded those transmission costs, and we actually kind of came out ahead on that. But as you can see in the latter part of the 3 years, the fees have been increasing and the credits have been decreasing. And we have no recourse over these costs, nor do we have any say in how they're developed, and we really don't know what kind of value they bring to us, other than the transmission owners and operators are spending about $20 billion a year on these things, and they're receiving about 10 to 12% return on their investment. These costs, from our customer perspective, are a direct pass-through. They don't get marked up. They don't get absorbed. On the bond issues, the other white paper discusses the impact of the bond incentives that was promised by Congress. With this late sequestration, our finance costs are projected to cost us an additional $1.9 million. That's about $73 million for all the members that are involved in these two projects. And if the sequestration keeps going on and does not get changed or corrected by the federal government, our additional interest cost on these two projects could exceed an additional $30 million. We did, as the mayor mentioned, convey these figures to our elected officials. I think they did, you know, once you get up to the $1 million range, it kind of starts catching their attention. You know, fortunately, we couldn't cross over to the billion or trillion milestone there, but I think they did hear that from a number of our mayors and city managers last Tuesday and Wednesday. During the APPA business meeting, our association talked to us about some of the work they're going to be doing with our with the federal agencies on oversight on hydro relicensing, smart grid, cybersecurity, workforce development, and the pole attachment issues that we've been dealing with related to the small cell technology. From a legislative perspective, we were not surprised to learn that, unfortunately, with this being an election year, most of the political decisions will be based on a backdrop of getting reelected, which pretty much means our jobs get to be a little bit harder and our expectations will be just a little bit lower from Washington this year. We did discuss the president's infrastructure plan, some pipeline permitting issues, and future financing hurdles. The environmental arena, on the other hand, has been pretty quiet, and that's not a bad place to be for us right now, thank goodness. And with that, I would conclude my report for tonight, unless there's any questions.
Thank you, Mr. Gredinger. I do have one compliment. I received a phone call from a lady that was very complimentary of how quickly the crews got the power back on Thursday evening. Because the next day she drove down Paradise Road and she couldn't believe how big the tree was that had knocked down whatever many power poles or trees, whatever it was. But she was amazed that they got the power back on that quickly. And she said to make sure that you thank those guys that went out there in the middle of the night.
Pass it along. Thank you very much.
Thank you. We'll move now to our finance director. Ms. Strimlin.
Thank you, Mr. President. I just wanted to share a few income tax reminders since it is that time of the year again. You are required to file a City of Orville income tax return if you're a resident, age 18 or older. Non-residents who work in Orville that do not have city tax withheld by their employer are required to file. Non-residents or residents who own rental property in Orville. Resident and non-resident businesses that are located or that do business within Orville. Retirees with earned income. Earned income would include wages, rental or self-employment income. Retirees are not required to file if they only have non-taxable income, which would include Social Security, retirement, disability, 401k, or interest and dividend income. Also new last year and continuing this year, taxpayers that owe $200 or more with their 2017 return are required to file a 2018 declaration and make quarterly estimated tax payments to the city. Our forms are available online in the office of City Hall or at the Orville Public Library. We can also mail forms at taxpayers' request if you call into the Income Tax Department. The filing deadline this year is April 17th, so returns have to be postmarked by that date to avoid a penalty. Our city tax office will be open Monday through Friday from 8 to 4:30 to assist taxpayers with any city tax return questions they might have. And that's all I have tonight.
Thank you. Well, move to our law director, Mrs. Kirkbride.
Thank you, Mr. President. I'll give you an update. I did forward an email after our last council meeting. I believe it was even the next day. We did get an unfavorable ruling in Franklin County on the House Bill 49 local income tax that I had apprised you about. We passed a provisional ordinance at our last meeting, hoping that we would get a more favorable outcome than we did. There is a group discussion that's going to take place with our attorneys tomorrow, and I'll be participating in that. So may have more information as far as an appeal or what the next steps are. I believe we are getting ready to do an appeal. So I'll have more information after that. But I did want to let you know, if you didn't see the email that I sent, that we unfortunately did not get the ruling that we were hoping for. So stay tuned. And that's all I have.
Thank you. For my report this evening, My big announcement is that next week we're going to have more daylight in the evening available for us, so don't forget to turn your clocks forward next Saturday evening. It's that time of the year again. We'll now move to new business. Mr. Larson.
Resolution number 318. I move this resolution be placed on first reading.
Second, Mr. Espiros.
Espiros Jr.?
Yes.
Hampshire?
Yes.
Espiros Sr.?
Yes.
Corkman?
Yes.
Larson?
Yes.
Shoup?
Yes.
Wilson?
Yes.
Resolution number 318, a resolution to make appropriations for current expenses and other expenditures of the City of Oroville, State of Ohio, during the fiscal year ending December 31st, 2018, and declaring an emergency.
Any discussion for us?
Yes, just a few comments. As Mr. Sparrow mentioned, final appropriation books should have been received by council. We will also post those books to the City of Oroville website under the Finance Department. There were some changes from the 2018 budget that we prepared last year. Those were driven by the utilities in the form of working capital transfers, purchase power, and also coal. On the tax-supported side, changes to grants, capital, and also some special revenue funds to support additional projects were made. We can discuss all of those changes at the workshop. The total appropriations that are presented for council approval total $62.5 million, $45 million for the enterprise funds, $8 million for the general fund, and $9.5 million for the remaining tax-supported funds. The legislation that's before you does need to go the full three readings. We'll review the changes and any other line items you want to discuss at our workshop on Monday, March 12th, following the utility board meeting. And if you have any questions between now and then, feel free to call me. That's it.
Anyone have any other comments? That completes our new business, and we have no old business for tonight. So we'll move to the Service Department Annual Report. Mr. Scott, it's your turn.
And he says, yay.
Midweek in the beginning, I didn't think it was as good as it had been. Yeah, but then again,
you don't weigh about 300 pounds.
You got a kid there and won't recognize calories for another 10, 15 years. Yeah.
Right. Yeah, she's playing ball, so I can, you know, condition.
Well, give her some things.
Yeah, some plants.
Some of the wine.
Right?
There's plenty
we want to get around.
A resort there. My husband did for work years ago.
Flowers growing out there already.
That was just like a Debbie Downer all day because that place is.
Raise an air movie.
Go for it.
Good evening. My name is John Scott. I'm the superintendent of the service department. I'll be giving the 2017 annual report for our department. First of all, I'd like to thank all the guys I work with, regulars, our summer help, our seasonal help, and a special thanks to Amber for the help with the annual report that we are giving this evening. The first slide that's up shows a just some general information about our department. Lacey, the building, the maintenance we have, everything you could think of, from painting to cleaning to electrical, any kind of plumbing work. As you look at some of the slides that's up there, we actually had a community group come in on Serve the City Saturday, and they came in and painted basically Lacey Center for us. We did have to do some finish up and some trim, but by all means, a special thanks to them as they were there to help us. As you continue down the slide, you'll see the training and safety meetings and the hours that we put in. We basically have two meetings a month. It's basically on our paydays, just how we look at it. We go over different procedures or new procedures for projects that we have going. The equipment, if we get a new piece of equipment or refreshers on equipment, that is what we do in those training and safety meetings. Street maintenance. One of the things we have going this coming year, we are looking at doing some different work with some sign work. One of the issues we have with signs, as you can see in the dollar sign that's on there, is sending away due signs. We are actually looking at getting some products to do our own signs. The company we went to, they made this sign for us in about 15 minutes. We could have a sign, a street sign, in basically a half hour. For our department, the order of this sign is 4 to 6 weeks. Okay? So it's kind of where we're at. We are looking to try and do some different work with sign work. As you can see in the dollar sign that's there, it would cut the cost by all means, and some other things that we have with that. Just kind of an idea of that. We'll touch on the dirt patcher and the potholes. As everybody understands, that's kind of what we're doing at this time of year. Our dirt patcher and the pothole work that we have going. For the material for that dirt patcher and the potholes, the dollar sign that you're seeing there, about 40% of that is the material that we're using. 60% is the man hours or the labor side of that and equipment. As you go down through there and look at the different things that are on there, the crack seal is another one of the projects that we do. The crack sealing, as we do that, we put down about 10 ton, about 20,000 pounds of crack seal last year. With each one of those crack seals, each pound of that crack seal we put down kind of seals the road so the water runs off, as that is our project to do that one. At this time of year, for all those cracks that are in there, the water goes into those cracks, freezes, and that pops. That's how we end up with our potholes. So the crack seal project is kind of a big thing to us down there at the department. Basin work. We had about 30 storm sewer repairs that we were looking at, basins and tile repairs throughout the year. We had a number of washouts that take time. The washouts are basically just a material to be putting back in where the water runs and takes away a bank or some type of that one. Also with this cost is our new street sweeper. We have that backhaul that's hooked to our street sweeper now, so we're able to go around and clean out all the basins. Again, when we bought that, we bought it with the intent of being able to do that because we had not been able to do it for about 5 years up to that point. So we were way behind. Again, with that new street sweeper, we're able to do that. That's what's in that cost as well. Fuel consumption is pretty much on that even keel. It might be down a little bit. The only thing I can credit that to was we had a soft winter on our department. I cannot talk for the fire department. I believe their runs were actually up, if I do remember that. So their department would have been part of that fuel, but for us it was a whole lot lighter. I did break that down, that cost. The unleaded fuel on average was $1.92 a gallon. The diesel fuel was about $2.06 a gallon on average for that cost. Vehicle equipment maintenance, as you look at the OSD and the vehicle maintenance, OSD is actually streets, parks, and cemeteries for all the vehicles that we have there. We did have a couple issues with some vehicles and some repair items that we do with that. The cost was up a little bit. Equipment maintenance, again, is anything that is equipment. Breaking it down also into the fire department and the police department. Our mechanics work on the fire trucks and the police cruisers. mosquito control. Last year, one of the issues that was out there was the infamous Zika virus, and we did put some extra money and time into making sure that we had the adulticide out in the early spring, as well as the larvicide in the early spring and the adulticide throughout the year. That was the cost raise that was with the mosquito control. As you can see there, it was a little higher. Our herbicide control, for our part of it as well, we were out there doing some extra weed killing for our crack sealing projects, killing some weeds around basins and the edges of the roads to make sure that the crack sealer got into where we wanted it to get into. So that was some of the extra cost that was with that. Tree work, as you can tell there, most of you recognize that's the back of our park maintenance. We had a number of trees down in the park throughout the year. Tree work was a little less than what it was last year. Last year, I think all of us remember the infamous ash borer that was out there. We were taking down trees. They were falling down about as fast as we could take them down. Last year, it was quite a bit less because of the trees that we had taken down in 2016. Again, as you can see there, with that, we removed 9 trees. We actually planted 31. Part of our department and the project we have, if we take down a tree, we try and plant 2 in its place. As you can see from this, we actually got 3 planted for each one that we had taken down. Compost center. One of the first things I want to do is thank the residents for all the oil you're dropping off. We had just about twice as much oil last year as we did the previous year. I do want to thank everybody that's dropping off oil. That saves all of us on our heating bill at Lacey Center. That's what we use it for. So I'll give you that one as a thanks to all that. Maintaining the site, again, is down slightly. We have it down to a concept that we were able to do. We are working with another company that helps us with that compost site, and we're hoping that the dollar sign for the maintenance of that site will stay pretty much where it's at there. Leaf pickup, our infamous leaf pickup. We were out there about 4 to 5 weeks. Most of us remember leaf season. It started off real dry. A lot of the leaves fell. Then we kind of had some rain, and things picked back up about the time we were getting started off. The equipment costs were up a little bit. Again, we're working with another company, and we had some equipment costs to move some leaves around as we were working with this other company. It would be one of those things that we need to look at to see if that's what we're going to continue doing or if we're going to try and find another way to do that this year. Road salt, 900 tons. You can see we were down. As far as purchasing it, we actually had some left over from 2016 in our stockpile, so we really didn't have to buy a whole lot. This year, I think as it stands right now, we have purchased 1,100 tons this year. I can tell you that already as far as what we've got going for this winter. Okay? Again, soft winter, had some salt left over from 2016, so that's why we didn't have quite as much bought from last year. Park maintenance, ones I want to touch on, the 4th of July. By all means, we want to give the Orville Firefighter Association a big thank you for the 4th of July. Also, our pool staff. The pool staff runs around, well, we all know how they run around. But they are a big help as far as cleaning up, picking up trash, all the things, and the late calls that we get, we kind of give them to the pool staff, and they do a great job at it. I just want to say thank you to them. Trivia about Schmidt Hall. Schmidt Hall was only was rented every weekend last year, but I think 2 or 3. So you know how busy Schmidt Hall is. And I believe for June and July, maybe part of August, it was rented every day. So it's kind of one of those things and the cost we have with that. Park maintenance is anything that we do with restrooms around there. Sticks, the infamous sticks that go everywhere. The requests that we have for filling things and doing all the other stuff that goes around with park maintenance, all the pavilions and anything we have going with that. Pool totals came in. I believe Director Wheeler had shared that the receipts that came in were about $70,000, a little over $70,000. You can see our cost is at $89,000. That's as close as we ever come to breaking even. We are working in that direction. One of the things that we have going with this one and the receipts that we have is that we have taken over the whole thing that it does with all the concessions. We are doing that. We've hired the people and dealing with the receipts that come in from the concession stands both at the pool and at Miser Field now. Again, the things that you see up there, the moonlight swims, the movies, and the concerts that we have at Ream, those things get kind of thrown and dumped on the pool staff, and they step in there and make sure that those things get taken care of. Ream Pavilion. Again, I want to give a big thanks to the Skull back here for all the coordinating that she does with the events at Ream Pavilion. As you can see, as far as the maintenance costs, again, a big thank you to the community groups. We had Orville High School came in, a number of businesses that came in, and community groups that came in and helped with the things going on at Ream. We bought mulch, I think is all that the city really had to buy. Someone came in and did all the work, did all the cleaning, and everything that was going on with Ream, basically with that. So we really had no cost on our part to deal with Ream. Up at the cemetery, kind of the different seasons, as you can see there, the costs were down last year. Not sure really why that was. I think that part of this cost that you'll see here has to do with the chapel, but we are also finishing up a water line, and some of those costs did not get added into this. I will touch on that water line. Burials were pretty much a 50-50 split for residents and non-residents as far as what we had going there. Foundations, I believe we put in 51 foundations last year as far as that goes. This is that cemetery water line I was talking about. As of right now, we have all brand new water line at the cemetery. For those of you that don't know, every spring when we would turn the water on, it would be one of those, how many leaks are we going to have? We don't have that anymore. It's been a blessing. We are actually now working on all new storm lines for up there, all new basins and tile lines to deal with those things, to make sure the water gets away as we deal with that. The cemetery chapel, we had a number of requests to expand the area where the hearse would back in up at our cemetery chapel. So the top picture is actually before, it kind of looks backwards to you possibly. We removed a number of bushes. The tree, the large bush that you're seeing there in the front, we actually just transplanted them. We did not lose the tree or the large bush. The smaller ones we did remove. We are looking to replace some of the shrubbery as you look at the bottom one as well. But you can tell that we expanded that area for the drop-off for those things to be doing. That was a request we had from a couple of the funeral homes. This little guy was on that post a number of mornings. I stopped off at work, so kind of one of those things, I just took a picture of him and he was there occasionally and then all of a sudden he was gone. So I don't know where he went to, but with that, any questions? Mr. Speaker.
Yeah, thanks, John. I guess we got now close to a full year on our new dugouts. Has that been going okay for us? Feedback? What have we heard maintenance-wise?
Maintenance-wise, it's great. I've heard both sides of that as far as the dugouts you're seeing.
Yeah,
I've heard both sides of it. For the most part, I've heard it's great. As far as that's going in for us, it's great for maintenance on our part of it. We have not had any issues that I know of any kind of maintenance projects that we had to do. It was put in well, it was thought out, it was planned with those very things of having very minor maintenance issues going well for us.
Okay.
Thank you. Any other questions? Mr. Hsu.
John, can we get that big pothole filled out at High Street and Ella?
At High and Ella, we can.
It's huge.
We can do that. That's kind of one of our ongoing nemesis that we have. Yes, that is there. We are actually looking at trying to do something a little more permanent with that. Again, even with the knowing that next year we are looking to really deal with it. But yes, we are looking to have a more permanent fix on it here in another month or so.
Yeah, the asphalt's been squatting out on that for quite a while.
Yes, it's been pushing and just dealing with that intersection. Any other questions? Thank you.
Yeah, there you go.
You got to come up with something better than that.
What's that?
You got to come up with something even better.
Time to get to me, everybody's going to sleep.
I'm going to be switch captain.
Thank you, Mr. Scott.
Good job. That's great.
As always, he's very informative, and we learned some things that you don't always think about of what goes on behind the scenes. This evening, does anyone have anything for the good of the order? No? Mr. Hampshire.
I move we adjourn, sir.
Thank you. Finally, a bunch of hands went up. Well, good was Mr. Corkman, I think his went first, and Mr. Scott was up next.
Hampshire?
Yes.
Asparis Sr.?
Yes.
Corkman?
Yes.
Larson?
Yes.
Hsu?
Yes.
Wilson?
Yes.
Asparis Jr.?
Yes. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for attending our meeting. We're now adjourned.
Somebody did that to me. I think his team charge.